prayer, my story, that's what I'm thinking now, telling it to myself, walking back and forth in my apartment, remembering that, yes, and this is potentially Pio talking to his teammates at a ripe age, because now they stand here before the challenge and definitely possible next step of working as an actual functioning team. And he's speaking about this, well, maybe about himself, as I am doing here, that well, you know, I wasn't really a person who wanted to be a leader. I thought leaders were annoying generally. Guys who wanted to be on top of us, others. Well, you could say me and my friends, we were extreme individualists. As many others of us, I just spoke to Brahma about that some time ago, who was also an extreme individualist. Now, then we stepped into this Hare Krishna movement where you learn that if you want to be somebody, you have to climb up there on the top, you know, the leadership position. We didn't talk like that, but everyone acted like that. And there was this, either you're a winner or you're a loser. Very American. And I realized as the year went by that this came from the Americans, and maybe Germans, I don't know, but very much from the Americans, who were the ones who brought this movement all over the world, except where it came from, India, of course, largely, and therefore influenced it very much. So, yeah, I also got into that. But so I was a Bhakta leader, and magazine production leader, Sankirtan leader, temple president. Oh, but I did not get into those because I wanted to be a leader. I'm a bit more, and I always was, if I should describe myself. When I was a kid, they saw me as some kind of professor artist guy, a mix there, which, yeah. I'm a kind of scientific guy who, not in the technical sense of studying and manipulating matter, but more in the existential sense. That's how I always saw myself and what I still am. And there are a few of those girls and guys who joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement back then, because we thought, wow, this explains things here. And wow, yeah, sure, I want to be part of making this nice culture spread. So we went on Sankirtan and produced books. and really absorbed ourselves in spreading the knowledge. Now, my conviction is, as I have learned from Vaishnava teachings and culture, especially the writings of Bhaktivinoda and his Jiva Dharma, for instance, that the culture amongst Vaishnavas, maybe especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the tradition I belong to, and we, I guess, but it makes sense to say Vaishnavas in general, to work in teams. And if some maybe American or American influenced leader up there somewhere says, no, that'll never work. Reality is different. Don't listen to those brahmanas or whatever. I mean, I'm practically imitating someone talking here. They are just intellectual dreamers. We know how to do the real work. And so you have these pyramid structures, and some they like to serve in them. It's when it works, it's a comfortable life. Well, the idea then that some of us discussed, we're talking now early 90s, was that you could maybe organize projects and property, you know, as in this case, an apartment building. With some common rooms downstairs. You could probably manage it with a team. And what does it mean? Does it mean there is no leader, just a group that is going to fight and just make another gridlock management, quote unquote? No, there is a well-established within the world of well-functioning organizations, such as we have here in Sweden, quite a lot. Where you act and think and work more in teams than in hierarchical top-heavy structures. I know that because I used to work in such a company just a couple of offices away from the CEO, who I made friends with. The largest dental industry, dentist supplier company in Sweden. And he was just one of us, our buddy, walking around asking how we're doing and saying, good, fine. And moving on to the next one. That was his way of managing the work going on, what this company, corporation does on a day-to-day basis. He could then spend his time clear-headed in discussions with his peers up on that more subtle and competence requiring, management skill requiring high education requiring level of the top decision making, planning, strategic planning, and so on. So, yeah. I learned about this from teachings, workshops held by Sridhar Swami, the Canadian Prabhupada disciple who's not with us in this world anymore, and Naveen Krishna Prabhu, Indian disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who I understood has extensive, or had, I hope is still with us, experience in top management positions in corporations. And they acted as mentors for me and others to teach and train us in how to run teams. And how to run non-profit organizations, religious organizations in particular, but we were also running Food for Life and doing such things. So non-profit management and the management of foundations and trusts, they, Sridhar Swami and Naveen Krishna Prabhu, they represented and worked with ISKCON Foundation, which I hope is still there. You can look it up. Well, they opened my eyes that we can't, again, we are now back in 93 here. We can't go on maintaining these growing temples, Alnvik, Radhakund, Stockholm, Govindas, financially and work-wise on the more than full-time, voluntary work of, as it often was, 3-4 in the end, 3-5 max 10, I think, devotees working, making huge sacrifices, personal in their lives, sacrifices. Selling paintings and other things as collectors. So in Gothenburg, and this is what made me take that step of becoming a temple president there, although I knew from living next to the one here in Stockholm, Anidar, and before him, others who I worked closely with, and I knew very well. What a massive managerial responsibility and work. There can be there. But I really wanted to, I'm just speaking for myself now, but I think the others with me, and that's what I'm happy for, and thank you all for you who were there then. I mean, I think we were, you know, a nice gang. Team, crew of devotees working together, and we can do that. So I'm not going to be long here. Long enough already, but I'm sure we can run it the same way here in Stockholm. And although I am not anymore, if I ever was, the person to do that day-to-day management, I simply have no energy and time for that anymore. I would be more than happy if I could assist here. In helping out to get Brahmacorn beautiful, healthy and strong and clean, and so for all of us living here, and a beautiful garden where devotees can continue. Hanging out with each other, especially in the summer, it's fantastic. So, yeah, that's about it. It's an introduction to this guy.